This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. 80 countries at a Swiss conference agreed Sunday Ukraine's territorial integrity must be the basis of any peace to end Russia's two-year war. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he was confident that the peace effort would continue.
We already have countries who indicated their interest to host the second peace summit, and we started talks with them.
However, despite attending, some key developing nations did not sign the summit's communique. India, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Thailand, and the UAE, which were represented by foreign ministers or lower-level envoys, were among those that did not sign the final document. The document focused on issues of nuclear safety, food security, and the exchange of prisoners. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel's military says it will at times stop fighting in part of Gaza. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
The Israel Defense Forces released a video this weekend claiming to show elite units raiding what it described as terrorist infrastructure in Gaza, yielding large quantities of weapons. The United Nations has for months warned of catastrophe and famine in Gaza as Israel choked off entry points where vital food, water, fuel, and medicine would normally pass. But as of Sunday, the IDF announced a daytime tactical pause in its military offensive in the southern Gaza Strip. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
With less than 3 weeks to go until Britain's election day, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is running out of time to change the tune. Polls continue to give the left-of-center opposition Labour Party under Keir Starmer double-digit lead over Sunak's Conservatives. University politics professor John Cutis said Sunday support is at its lowest. This is VOA News. Nigeria is grappling with the worst cost of living crisis in decades, with 31 million Nigerians projected by the UN to face acute hunger this year. A Lagos Food Bank has begun partnering with farmers to collect surplus produce. Details from VOA's Timothy Obiezu.
The U.S. military central command said
experts estimate that 40% of all food produced in Nigeria is lost, wasted, or spoiled. Poor road infrastructure, the high cost of transportation, and improper storage facilities for rural farmers are to blame. That's where the Lagos Food Bank comes in. From the farm, the produce is taken to a storage facility where it's cleaned, sorted, and prepared for distribution. This week, hundreds of vulnerable people benefited from the initiative's free meals, or what they call the Box of Hope. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Lagos, Nigeria.
Japan's Nikkei share average dropped below the psychologically key 38,000 level for the first time this month, Monday, as a risk-off mood prevailed amid concerns of U.S. and domestic economic growth. Toyota Motor slid 2.1% amid continued fallout from a certification scandal, with car-related shares among the worst-performing sectors. The Nikkei lost 1.9% to 38,814 as of 02:11 GMT. Now, the index's 225 components, 203 fell, 20 rose, and 20 were flat. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Chinese Premier Liu Xiong met on Monday in the first visit to the country by a Chinese premier in 7 years, with trade ties, regional security, and a jailed Australian writer on the host agenda. The visit by Li, China's top-ranked official after President Xi Jinping, is now marking a stabilization in relations between the U.S. security ally and the world's second biggest economy, after a frosty period of Beijing blocking $20 billion in Australian exports and friction over defense encounters.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he was confident that the peace effort would continue.
We already have countries who indicated their interest to host the second peace summit, and we started talks with them.
AP's Karen Chamas recapping our top story. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.